This is a special night.
It is. It is. We do this in memory of the people that we've lost, in honor of the people and the families that we've lost. I think this is a sad night, but we also have hope. We know, for instance, that the overdose numbers were cut almost in half with the last 2 years, and that's directly related, we think, to naloxone use and the lack of stigma that is there now. We also know that families need to know that we support them, so that's why we do this event.
So who's here tonight? You mentioned people who have been affected by it one way or the other.
Absolutely. We'll have families here that will speak who've lost children. We have one family that has actually lost two sons to overdose. And so we've invited a lot of our elected officials and public people. This year we want them to listen. We want them to hear what's really going on. So we've asked the families to speak. And so that will be raw and emotional, and we know that. But we want people to see how this affects families, how this truly affects the lives of so many people. And so we hope that they'll gain just a small inkling of what they're going through.
How can people help?
So we're always looking for volunteers with the Greene County Anti-Drug Coalition. The other thing I would say is we need information. We need to know what's going on in schools, in your workplace, at home. We can't fix what we don't know about. And so we're open to ideas. We would love partnerships, community partners, businesses, anyone that has been affected or knows that we have an issue here in Greene County and we've got to fix it together.